This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1911. Was traffic a total nightmare? How to complain with personality in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
When a situation is not ideal, you want to make sure people know what you think. In today's episode, get 5 new ways to emphasize your complaints when you talk about things happening around you in English.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hello, Michelle. Good morning. How's it going today?
Good morning to you, Lindsay. Thank you for recording with me so early in the morning. Guys, we're in different time zones, and Lindsay is up bright and early, and she's
oh my gosh, so nice of her. I'm a morning person, Michelle. I actually don't mind at all, but maybe our listeners can hear that my voice is a real morning voice. You know, sometimes you can really hear the difference in someone's voice in the morning versus the evening versus the afternoon. Do you get that too?
I always feel like I have a morning voice, but I feel like it's worn off. I don't know. In the past few years, I don't notice my morning voice as much. And I have to say, Lindsay, I don't really hear that you have a morning voice.
Oh, it might be that you... I'm so glad to hear that.
Yeah.
It might be having kids, that you're up all the time with the kids, right?
Yeah, and just always like, hello! Yeah, every time is the morning for me.
Oh my God. What are we talking about today, Michelle? What are we getting into?
Well, we spoke recently, I think it was episode 1904, about the word buzzkill. And actually, it's so funny. Like, sometimes this stuff happens with the show, Lindsay. We were talking about how Obama said buzzkill. And then, like, the day afterwards, I was watching a show and they used buzzkill. And they used wet blanket, which we also spoke about.
Oh, I love that. Guys, I hope that's happening to our listeners too, right? Because now they recognize those words and they're finding them out in the world.
Absolutely. And that's how I'm like, okay, like, you know, we're teaching the right stuff here because, yes. I mean, I literally the next day after we recorded. guys, this really, I mean, these are the stuff that we teach you is stuff that you will hear. So really listen for it because you never know when you're going to hear something. Let us know in like a review or email us or however, let us know. Maybe like a fun thing would be to let us know of funny times where that's happened to you with the show. Like, have you ever listened to an episode and then like the very next day, you know, you heard it. I'd love to hear if you guys have had those experiences.
Yes, guys, let us know. And, you know, while you're at it, write in your question request, right? Yes. Your episode topic request. Send them to lindsay@allearsenglish.com. We love getting your episode ideas. Send it right in. All right.
But that was kind of off of this episode because we were saying the word total. So we called something a total buzzkill. And we were saying like, well, I mean, Lindsay, what's the difference if I just say something is, oh, it was a buzzkill, and or if I say, oh, it was a total buzzkill? What does that word do?
Well, first of all, it makes it sound more natural. For me, sometimes it's a filler word a little bit. You know what I mean? It kind of helps me to feel more natural in what I'm saying, emphasize it. It softens it a little bit, but it also makes it more extreme, right? Yes, it was a total buzzkill.
I'm saying
it was really, really a buzzkill.
Yeah.
Hey, Michelle, are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Can you
hear me? Now I can.
Oh, I don't know what happened. Let's keep going. Let's keep going.
Yeah, let's keep going. Okay, we lost each other for a second, but here we were. Right. So, yeah, I feel like it sounds more emphatic, like more extreme. But in a way, like what you said, in some ways, it's just kind of a filler.
Mm-hmm. Which is really interesting. Actually, a lot of words are like that. You know, we think they mean something, but sometimes they're just put there to take up a space to feel more rhythm in what we're saying.
True. It just kind of sounds good. It sounds cool. It sounds
zippy. Yeah, zippy. Zippy. I love it.
But it basically means complete, right? Like, let's do some examples. So what's the first one, Lindsay?
All right. So it was a total bummer that he couldn't make it to the party.
Or that commute was a total nightmare.
Yeah. It just makes me sound more convincing in a way.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Here's another one, guys. I'd let you in, but my house is a total mess right now. Okay.
Or he's a total cutie. So, yeah, it can be used to emphasize, but sometimes it's just for the rhythm. And Lindsay, do you think that, I mean, this can be used in, like, do you think it's formal, informal, or either?
I think it's pretty informal.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if I would use this in a job interview or a professional situation, right? Maybe talking with my colleagues in a friendly way, but probably not in a presentation. This is not presentation language, right, Michelle? Yeah.
Right. This is different, guys, than saying like, oh, if you're saying like, oh, the total numbers for the quarter were, you know, like that's like an amount.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So that, and we could do something like that, you know, on total another time, but this is different. So like
yeah, that's a good point, Michelle. Guys, we're not talking about adding up sums of numbers and quantities here, right? We're talking about making something more interesting, more extreme. Yeah.
Right. And you know what? I was trying, when I was coming up with my examples, I mean, yeah, like he's a total cutie, or sometimes you would hear someone say, oh, he's a total hottie, right? Like yeah. But
that's very 90s. That's very 90s.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But I was realizing that when I kept on coming up with examples, I feel like it was more for negative things. And I don't know if that's just the examples I was coming up with, or do you agree with, like, I feel like we use it more to emphasize something like, oh, a total nightmare, a total mess, like rather than like a total.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Total delight or something. Oh, it was delight. Right. Maybe. You might have a point there, Michelle. You know, I think sometimes when something is negative, we want to show people how we feel. I mean, obviously the cutie is an exception, right? My house is a total mess. I mean, just look at the examples that you came up with. My house is a total mess. It was a total bummer. I would say that's probably true because we're dramatic. American English is a little dramatic. It's a little over the top, isn't it? Compared to other, you know, British English, I think they underemphasize. We've talked about this on the show before. We overemphasize things, you know?
Right. And so like, that's just what I noticed, because I kept on, I was like, okay, example. And then I said, let me think of some like positive ones. And I was having much more trouble than with the negative ones. So that was kind of interesting to me, what I realized.
Yeah. Now let's look at the other ways to say this and see if maybe that's true. If we see that same thing going on here. Right, Michelle?
Okay. Awesome.
Right.
So yeah, so I looked this up in the dictionary, got some of these were inspired by the dictionary, but let's go through a few of them. So, well, this one is fun, like utter.
Right. Utter. Like not like UDDR. That's another.
No, that's a cow.
That's the body part of a cow. So we're talking about UTTR, and you should have the transcripts, guys, if you're using the iOS.
UTTER.
Yeah. Isn't that what I said? No, that's not what I said.
I think you said UTTR.
Oh, no.
Maybe not. Well, whatever.
Okay. So again, how do you spell it, Michelle? Tell us one more time.
UTTER.
Yes.
And if you were right, I'm sorry about that.
No, that's okay. Good. I love it. So guys, if you, by the way, you know, if you want to see how everything is written, Michelle, where can they go? How can they see that automatically while they listen?
To our transcripts, guys, on our app, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And we do have that for iOS and Android now, which is super cool. So go to allearsenglish.com/app and it will redirect you to where you need to go to get the iOS or the Android app. So good. So good.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, for example, with utter, you could say that speech was an utter disgrace to our family name. Like, I feel like you hear it with like utter disgrace or utter nonsense, but like
utter nonsense.
It's very, I feel like it sounds very, very formal.
Yeah, it's almost like literature-y, you know what I mean? Right. And we talked about E, putting E on the end of a word. It's like it's something you might see written in a poem or literature, or it's just not really something your everyday person would say,
right,
utter, but it does sound somewhat intellectual and sort of well-read, I guess.
Right. But yeah. The other one you can use that is, you know, is complete, which we also already mentioned, you know, that's, mm-hmm. you know, that's more so interchangeable with total. Not always, like there will be times when like total would sound better than complete. And, you know, that stuff you might just have to listen out for and get used to it. But yeah, you could say, oh, my place is a complete mess, or my place is a total mess.
Yeah, you know, as I'm seeing these examples, I think you might be right. You know, using these words in front of other words to describe things, usually those things are negative.
Yeah, that's what is it funny how like it's something I never thought about until I started planning the episode.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like I thought, okay, this is a complete disaster would be another chunk we might hear a lot of times. Right.
Like you don't say like this is a complete I don't even know.
Or like I said,
delight. Yeah, that's the best. Yeah, you just don't say it. Like, and then there's absolute, right? Like, I mean, so, you know, you could say it's an absolute mess or it's an absolute disgrace. But I feel like that one also sounds a little bit more formal somehow.
Yeah, I think the function here, like what we're trying to do, what native speakers are trying to do is just get their point across. And again, be dramatic, describe the how like kind of dire a situation is in a way is why we're using these. Right.
So, And then we have one more, which I like this one. This is I don't know. I think this one sounds cool. What is it, Lindsay?
Downright. So downright. I like that. So, you know, downright terrible. That is downright terrible. It's a downright shame. I imagine the use of this word in like a small town, an old man sitting in a bar. It's a downright shame.
Yeah, right.
I don't know why I imagine that. That's just how I see that. Yeah.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants. They all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Okay, Michelle, so should we go ahead and do a role play?
Yes. So here we are. We are at a work happy hour, and the place is not a nice place. And I'm also late on top of everything.
Oh, no, Michelle. All right. Here we go. Let's dive into it.
Here we go. All right. Hi, Lindsay. So sorry I'm late. Wow. This place is a total dump.
Oh, I know. I feel so bad that Jill picked it. She had no idea it was downright awful.
Well, whatever. It's still fun. Oh, my gosh. Traffic was a complete nightmare.
I figured you got stuck in traffic. What an utter disgrace the traffic is here.
Seriously, an absolute mess.
Oh, wow.
We are We're just complaining.
I know. It is hard to be around people that complain all the time, right? Yeah. We've talked about this before on the show. It's tough. There are people out there that just always kind of see that negative side of things.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. And it can get exhausting. So
it's exhausting.
Yeah. But let's go through this. So I said this place is a total dump.
Yeah. And guys, it's all about the intonation here, right, Michelle?
Oh, yeah.
So a total dump. You're not just saying a total dump. A total dump. You really want to communicate what you think. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then what's the next one?
Okay, you said, I can't believe Jill picked this. She had no idea it was downright awful. Mm-hmm. And again, this one's a little outside of my like common use, something that I would use every day, but you'll hear it in music, more movies, you'll hear it in stories. You will definitely hear it and see it, guys. Okay?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I said, traffic was a complete nightmare. What is a more used sentence than that?
Yeah, that's really good, especially if you live in a place like New York, New Jersey. The traffic's pretty bad there, isn't it, Michelle?
L.A., right?
Oh, my gosh. Forget about it. I've been spending a lot of time in L.A. this year, this past fall. Spent a lot of time in California traffic. It's just incredible. I don't know how they handle it. I just don't know.
It sounds
know.
Terrible. Yeah, I know.
It's downright terrible, Michelle. Downright terrible.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and then you said it. What an utter disgrace the traffic is here. Very formal sounding. But we had to throw it in there as an example.
Right. And then you said, seriously, an absolute mess. Right. So this conversation is obviously a little elevated in terms of our enthusiasm. Like, you know, we are really going after it here. But guys, this is just an example. Grab one of these and use it when you feel truly passionate, kind of in a negative way about something. Okay.
Right. Exactly. And we talk on the show all the time about, like, oh, we teach you all sorts of ways to express yourself. Like, yeah. we say it would be silly if we were like, oh, we don't want to teach the words that are used to complain because we don't like to complain. I mean, it's just a part of life. Like, we got to give you all the materials. Sometimes we're complaining, sometimes we're happy, whatever it is. But we want to give you those tools.
Yeah, because we know that you guys, what you want to be able to do is connect, right? That's our ultimate goal together, is to help you connect. And the only way you can actually have true connection is if someone sees the real you, right? And those people, the right people in your life, are going to see you and love you for who you really are, right, Michelle? Oh, such a deep thought.
That is. I love it, Lindsay. Well, this was fun. This was really fun. And hopefully we don't have too much to complain about today.
Yeah, we'll skip the complaining for today. It's going to be a beautiful day, and we are up early recording the podcast. Guys, go ahead and hit follow if you want to make sure you don't miss a single episode of All Ears English. And Michelle, we have another new podcast right now that we just launched a few months ago. What is that podcast called?
And that's Business English from All Ears English. Yeah, guys, these episodes are really specific, focused on business English, and they're also a lot of fun. They're like the All Ears English format, right?
Exactly. It's you and me on the microphone, occasional guests. It's hand curated for you guys just based on episodes that are only for business English. Things like meetings, presentations, small talk at the office. So guys, go over and find that podcast and subscribe to that too. Just type in All Ears English into the search wherever you're listening now, and you will find that. It will pop up, Business English, and hit follow.
Okay, awesome. Go and listen. Well, Lindsay, this was fun. And yeah, I will see you in the next one.
All right. Talk to you soon, Michelle. Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.